دو مجید from the same question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. We had discussed, Azizi Rahmatullah Ali highlighted in the beginning of this majlis, that even at the time of jihad, Allah Ta'ala instructs that a group of people should remain behind and they must study the deen of Allah Ta'ala, so that when the mujahideen return, then they can educate them. Right? So, fi sabilillah, there is a hadith sharif, man kharaja fi talabil ilmi, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ. That person who goes out to seek ilm, then he is in the path of Allah Ta'ala until he returns. So one is a student of deen. The other is, for example, a program of this nature. So we came to seek some ilm deen. We going for Jummah Salah. So one is the niyat for Jum'ah, etc. But you can include one niyat that I am going also to get some dini ilm. We sit for ta'lim in the masjid, that I am sitting to acquire some dini ilm. Not everybody is going to have the opportunity to take out so many years. Those are the special people, chosen people by Allah Ta'ala, that they will dedicate their lives to studying the deen of Allah. But in order for us to also benefit from these fazail, so wherever there is a gathering of deen, we go to an ijtima, we go to some jalsa, we go to some dini program, so we make this niyat that I am going to acquire some dini ilm. So the person who has left home to acquire ilm, he is in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So it is like he is in jihad. It's a type of a jihad that he is in. So the talib ilm is from the mujahideen. He is of those who are waging jihad. So who is the talib ilm waging jihad against? He's waging jihad against his nafs. But there are other things that make him similar to a mujahid in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali explains that there are four objectives. When people go out in jihad, there are four objectives. Right? We have to understand, when a mu'min goes in jihad, what is the objective? Kuffar, they go to war, their objectives are very different. They want to rape the land of its resources, kill the people, take over, oppress people, etc. A mujahid or the mujahideen, when they go in jihad, then their objectives are very, very different. You know, it is ajeeb. I was listening to two people today, so both of them are fighting in court, right? Kuffar courts. So the fees has gone into the millions. And you wonder that people got money for that. People got money, spend millions of rands in legal fees. So the one party says that, you know what, I want to throw in the towel. Hands up now. Why? Because the other party has out-litigated me. Now what that means, the other party has out-litigated me? See, he got more money than me. So he is taking out more charges, more subpoenas. I have to now defend this, defend that. I got no money. So I got no money. That's why I want the Maulanas to sort out my problem. The Maulanas will sort it out for free. So that is the system of the kuffar. Right? The one that is more stronger, more financial power, whatever, right? Go bleed the next one. Lawyers make money in between. Right? And it's not about who's right and wrong. There's no morals. There's no ethics. Who got the sharper lawyer? Who can find the loopholes in the system? And you carry on. So, when you go into a case, it's not about that, am I right or wrong? I don't want to eat anybody's haq. It's just that I must win this case. By hook or by crook. By hook or by crook, I must win the case. Whether I'm right or wrong, that's immaterial. Right? That's the kuffar system. Who is this thing? This case is awarded to who? Finish. Right? Islamic system is very different. A mu'min, all he wants is that on the day of Qiyamah, I must not be guilty in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So I don't want to eat anybody's haq. I don't want to be robbed also, but I don't want to eat anybody's haq. If a situation arises, I rather give up my haq. But I don't want to eat anybody else's haq. Right? So when a mu'min goes for a ruling, when he approaches the qazi, or he approaches a judicial panel, or he approaches an alim or somebody for a ruling on something, or to arbitrate a matter, or to mediate a matter, this is his primary concern. That I must not get guna in this thing. If it's not my haq, leave it. I don't want it. Right? And I must not wrong anybody. Because I can get away here, I can out-litigate here. Everything can happen here. But what's going to happen there? When I go in front of Allah Ta'ala, I'm not going to have my legal team. I'm not going to have my money. I'm not going to have my contacts. And if you're living in this South Africa, I can't buy the judge. So all those things won't stand over there. Over there, you're answerable to Allah Ta'ala. Finish. So a mu'min, that is his primary concern. Now, you may be thinking that why I'm talking about court cases. We're not in court. We got no court cases here. You see, this thing starts from small. Right? You see, you're in madrasa, right? In madrasa. So you got something up your sleeve. You got something up your sleeve. You want to get up to some musti. You want to do something. So now you're plotting in your mind. And how are we going to legalize this thing? We mustn't get in trouble from a madrasa perspective. Right? And at the same time, we must be able to do our musti also. So now you start the plotting in your mind. Right? How are we going to plot this thing? We know Maulana now. We are for a couple of years. We know what he's going to ask. We know this, we know that. Right? So now how are we going to go and present this situation of ours? We need permission for something. How are we going to package the request for this permission? So we finished getting in trouble a couple of times before. We learned from our mistakes. So now we go and package this thing properly now. Right? We choose the right person. The more I've got a soft spot for that fellow, right? Put him in front line. Right? Now you go and say this. You don't say anything else. You make sure you just put the story like this. If he asks this, you say that. See, it's like a chess game. Right? That person don't take his name. Because if Maulana hears his name, it's a red line. So don't take his name. Right? Don't talk about him. We'll worry about him later. When we come to that problem, worry about him later. Right? And the way you must present it, that we got some elder with us also. That's what all Maulana will be worried about all that. So now you package the thing properly, you go to Maulana, what is missing? But you're lying through your teeth. You know you're lying. You know you're being deceptive. You're saying certain half-truths. You're being ambiguous. So now, even if you questioned after that, no, Baba, we said like this, Now, this deceitful nature, it remains. Tomorrow the person is working somewhere. He used the company car to go. He's supposed to be using it for work purposes, use the company. Now he didn't know they got tracker and they got all these things. Why you went that side? No, I was checking the ways. There was an accident this side, so I thought, no, I'll save some time and take the longer trip. See that deceit. It doesn't go. Now what the boss gonna say? Right? So he, alright, hamja. Then you get married. You get married, now you're having an affair. Now you can have the affair because you can be deceitful. You can be deceitful. The wife asks you, what happened? Oh, you came so late, you're not answering your phone. Oh, I left the phone in the car. There was a talk in the mosque. Now you'll use the talk in the mosque for your guna. See where it goes? You'll commit fraud as long as I can just get away. You'll rob your company as long as I can just get away. All these things will be done, just I can get away. You go in Jamaat, now you'll banawa the Amir sahab. You want to go on your own thing, there go by the Amir. I'm sorry, you know what, man, this fellow here, you blame one another sati there, you know, he's feeling a bit too depressed now. You know, we just need to take him a little bit. 4 months is a long time. But all the time you're up to some other masti. So a mu'min doesn't operate like that. A mu'min, you got iman in your heart, right? That iman is of a good quality, good level. You don't operate like that. Your report is bad. Your progress sheet. So you don't take it and show it to your parents. You come back to madrasa, where's progress sheet? I don't know, I misplaced it. I don't know where is it. You see how the deceit stays. So this deceitful nature we learn from the kuffar. The shaitani deceitful nature. Tomorrow you're working somewhere, you're an artisan, you're doing some work somewhere. You know, I'm not saying kuffar are better than Muslims. No way. A mu'min, the worst, the person, the Muslim, got all the gunas in his life. But he's better than the best kafir. Because he realized who his believer, who his khaliq is. The kafir is denying who his khaliq is. But, just to show ethics, you know, business ethics. I phoned one company, non-Muslim company. I phoned them for some work. So I told them, I said, you know what, man, do you all come out to Albert Falls? You know, we in another continent somewhere. But do you all come out and give quotations? So the person tells me, says, you know, yes, we do come out that way. We can give quotation. However, see, we closed for this year. So all our teams are busy. I'll be lying to you if I tell you that I can do your work this year, I'll be lying to you. So if you don't come right with anybody, you can contact us January next year and we'll come out and do a quotation for you. Now, you know, you appreciate the honesty. A lot of our people, unfortunately, greed gets the better of us. You'll call the person, yeah, this job, I can do it. No, 2 weeks, this thing is sorted out. Don't worry, yeah, we'll do it. You'll come there and put 2 bricks, then you can't find him. Then you're phoning, his granny is in hospital, his child something happened, this thing something, so many stories, all the time he's doing a job somewhere else. Now why the dishonesty? Why the dishonesty? Whole holiday, you never go through your Savatpara. You come back, you forward the Savatpara. You must be honest. Must be honest. I didn't learn. Not now. I don't know what happened. You were reading every day. Yeah, I was reading every day. So if you were reading every day, how come you don't know your work? So this deceit, you know, is the system of the kuffar. Look for loopholes, just hoodwink people, pull the wool over this one's eyes. I got away with that, we never get away with anything. Everything is written in the Namayama. Everything is written down in the Namayama. Tomorrow you become an ustad somewhere. You go late to class. The muhtamim not around. Now you went for break. Now you saw his car going out. Now you the ustad. Oh, today I can go 10 minutes late, man. I can go 10 minutes late because muhtamim not around. Now the disbeliever thinks like that. The mu'min, he thinks Allah Ta'ala is watching me. This is an amanat, right? I got to be there on time. Whether muhtamim around, muhtamim not around, whatever, Allah Pak is there all the time. Now, when you're a student, you come late. What happened? Oh, my stomach's pain. Allah Pak give you good stomach and nothing wrong with your stomach. Now you're falsely accusing the stomach. You're in good health. You're falsely accusing. No, oh, my stomach was pain. Nothing was wrong. So that adat remains. You see? That habit remains. If you don't make islah of it, you don't sort it out, that adat remains. Understand? So this wasn't the topic for today, but I don't know why these things came. So, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is explaining the objectives of jihad. So the first objective of jihad is i'la'i deen. I'la'i kalimatillah. To raise the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. This is the first objective of jihad. When the mujahideen go, they're not worried about the goal there. They're not worried about those all. Now, our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he gave one example. He said that a person buys a cow for the milk. The dung, that comes for free. You don't buy the cow for the dung. You buy, now you may be wondering who wants the dung. No, the dung was something valuable. Right? If you traveled India those days, if you traveled the rural areas, so the dung from the cow, that they used to take and they used to flatten it. They used to flatten it and then they stack it up. And they let it dry. So that was then used as coal. When they, or that it's grass. Now what is the cow, what it is? Grass. So that grass goes through the system, comes out. So they take the thing, they stack it up. Then flatten it, they stack it up. So when they need to cook, when they need, they use it as coal. That was one of the uses. There are other uses also. So, but nobody buys the cow for that reason. You buy the cow for the milk. The dung will come for free. So the mujahideen, they go in jihad for ilahi karimatillah. Booty and all of that, it comes by the way. If booty doesn't come, no problem. When they go to a people and they present Islam to them, and if those people accept Islam, so now there's no booty there. They made all the effort to come there. Now they presented Islam to them. And if those people peacefully, they accepted Islam. They said, no, it's all right. You're all our brothers now. We don't want nothing from you. We don't want your gold, we don't want your silver, we don't want your homes, nothing, absolutely nothing. So the objective is i'la'i kalimatillah. So a student of deen, when he has dedicated his life to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then that is also his objective. I'la'i kalimatillah. In his youth, he sacrifices his youth to study the deen of Allah. Knowing full well that, look, if I'm going to spend the same amount of time studying like the doctor spends same amount of 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, same amount of time I'm going to spend also in my studies, right? But I'm not going to earn one fancy salary and drive one fancy motor car and all these things, got one penthouse somewhere and all that. I'm not going to get those things, right? 9 out of 10. After that, if Allah Pak wants to give it, he'll give it. I tell the people, I say, by I drive what cars, I don't think rich people drove those cars too. So that's Allah's fazal. I don't own half of them. I just drive them. So, what I'm saying, what's in your taqdeer you're going to get? Allah Pak will give you what's in your taqdeer. But the point is, the student, when he is studying, so he is sacrificing his life. And he's not sacrificing it for dunya. He's sacrificing it for deen. After that, when he finishes studying, now what he does? He's serving the deen of Allah Ta'ala, because he wants the deen of Allah Ta'ala to come alive. There was one alim came here today. So he was taken to one area, one rural area, right? Shown one musalla, said that you qualified now. Now, this place here, there is some khidmat of deen required, right? So what you say now? You prepared to make khidmat of deen here. So his words, they amazed me, right? He said, you know, I am so humbled that Allah Ta'ala is accepting me for some khidmat so quickly. So I just finished now a few days ago. I didn't think like Allah Pak will give me an opportunity to serve deen so quickly. Right? And I told him, now what about the place and everything? He said, no, I think this is a wonderful place to serve deen, because there's nothing happening there. So that's a wonderful place to serve deen. So now what will make the person go and settle there and serve the deen of Allah? He wants the deen of Allah Ta'ala to come alive. Right? So that is the first objective of jihad. And that's the objective of a student of deen as well. The second objective is izlal shayateen. Must disgrace shaitan. All shaitan's plots, all his plotting, whatever he's doing, all that must be broken. Right? So the mujahid does the same thing. The mujahid, he does the same thing. Shaitan is taking people towards kufr, towards shirk, whatever. The mujahideen, they go there to establish the sharia. Establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The shaitan is taking the people towards democracy, towards communism, towards capitalism, whatever, all these isms. The mujahideen, they go and say, no, no, no. You come on to sharia. Come on to sharia. Right? So the student of deen does the same thing. This is his work. He wants to establish the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala on earth. The third objective, the mujahid, he is involved in itti'ab nafs, not ittiba'i nafs. Itti'ab nafs. What that means, you put the nafs into mashakkat. The nafs goes into difficulty. Right? The mujahid, his nafs is in difficulty all the time. Right? He places the nafs under stress, puts it in toil, in effort. The mujahid combating the kuffar, he is exerting himself physically, he is under great pressure. And the talibul ilm, the student of deen, he is also involved in itti'ab nafs. He leaves his home, all the comforts that home provides. When he comes to the madrasa, where is the luxury of home food? Where is all the refreshing drinks? Where is the rest and the ease that he gets at home? He doesn't get it in madrasa. So he is involved in ittihab and nafs. So he is also doing this, what the mujahid does. And the third thing is kasre nafs. Kasre nafs means to break the nafs. Break the desires, the haram desires. So this is the breaking of nafsani desires. Breaking the lust, the passion, carnal self. The eyes want to roam here and there. The tongue wants to speak anyhow. The ears want to listen to anything and everything. So the tabiat has to restrain from all these desires of the nafs. So to tire out the nafs with toil and effort is part of mujahada. To break the nafs by restrain and discipline is part of riyazat. For example, the nafs wants to sleep. 8 hours. You know, when young people, they can sleep. When you're young, when you get older, you can't sleep so much. Young person, they sleep from after Fajr, they can go to sleep. If you don't wake them up for Zohar, they may miss Zohar too. One way they can just sleep it off. That Jawani ka neend you won't get later. When you get older, you don't get that kind of sleep. So now the person, he wants to have that sleep now. You sleep it out. But now, when he is a talib ilm, now he's only allowing himself 3 hours, 4 hours. Imtihan time now, sometime 2 hours, 2.5 hours. He's studying normal days also now. He's cutting his sleep time down. He finished hibs, he started alim course. Now he's learning fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu here. That's why he needs to still remember his waqala al-ladina la yarjun, qala al-mala'u al-ladina istakbaru. He needs to remember his Quran Sharif also, right? Now he doesn't have so much time to do door now. Now he has to take out time, his free time, to do his door also. So it eats into his time. Now his resting time, his playing time, his sleeping time, everything is getting cut. Same like a mujahid. In jihad as well, there is kasre nafs. Right? You see, when the mujahideen used to go in certain, they try different plots, you know, the kuffar. Sometimes they try to tempt the mujahideen with beautiful women. Sometimes they try to tempt them with goods, with wealth. Different things, they try to tempt them with these things. But the mujahideen, they have to remain firm. So a student of deen also is tempted with a lot of things. He goes home, he sees his big cousin, Afro, you know, he qualified now. 2 years ago he qualified, he's already driving X5. Now, they don't even make Morana Camrys anymore. So now, they make it, but they don't bring it here. Otherwise, before the Camry was the Morana's Mercedes, you know. So now, no Camry also now. What I'm going to drive now? I went away in the wrong line. And then you'll get that one modernist uncle coming to visit, telling your father, what you doing with this fellow? No, why? You take him out now, bring him, send him to the businessman. I got work for him, just send him there to the business now. Put him in the shop. You start making money now. So the heart goes. So one is that person who's worried about money and what he's going to earn and what he's going to drive and where he's going to stay. So shaitan will use that bait. The other person now, he's worried about girlfriend now. He say, no. Yeah, no, Marissa, I've got no phone. Now my friends outside, they got girlfriend, this, that, they can just phone anytime. They're going for coffee here, milkshake there. And I'm stuck in madrasa. So shaitan will pull him with that bait. Another person, he wants movies and he wants Instagram and social, what, Facebook, and he wants to be on TikTok and everything. And I say, madrasa, they give me this button phone here that only 2 times a week I can use it. Rest of the time now, my friends outside, they making TikTok videos and they doing this and that. They going out here and there. So shaitan will all these distractions, attractions, shaitan will put there. But the student of deen, you say, no, I have to just remain focused. Allah Ta'ala has given me this opportunity, I must just remain focused, I must continue. So in that respect also he is similar to a mujahid. So that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that that person who goes to seek ilm, then he is out in the path of Allah. Right? Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, he explains that this is a person who goes to seek ilm. A seeker. True seeker. He wants something. When a person wants something, he really is looking for something, right? The person referred to is a talibul ilm. The student who has a talab. Talab for in Medin. Allah Pak uses the word talab. Talabul ilm. Talab. This talab produces a taqaza. There is a demand now. There is a demand. When a person has got a talab, his inside is restless. Because he got a need that he needs to fulfill. He's in a quest, you know, he needs something. So he inside becomes very restless until he doesn't attain his objective. So a student is like that. He can't find this masla. He is uneasy. He can't understand that ibarat is uneasy. He can't learn that sabak is uneasy. Because he wants to attain something. So this brings a hal within him. Brings a condition inside him. The talab has been created within the student to attain ilm. A hal has been created within him for ilm. The example is of real hunger. A person who is really hungry. It causes a state of unease. It disappears only on satisfying that hunger. So Hazrat Ji, he mentioned, now he would have said in Urdu, samjhe ayyuhat-tullab, ayyuhat-tullab, samjhe. He would ask like that. My dear brothers, when you address the student, say, my beloved buzurgs, so do you all understand? So ayyuhat-tullab, the talib ilm has set out with the talab of ilm. So this is the talab, this is the taqaza. The student must not rest. Must not rest until he doesn't attain his objective. Right? So the student, he doesn't get involved in layani, fuzul goi, useless speech, useless thing. He's not interested in all of that. He's not interested in that because he is on a different mission. He doesn't get distracted. But Allah Ta'ala has chosen him for a higher objective on earth. Allah Ta'ala choose us, our awlad. Allah Ta'ala use us for his deen. Subhanallahi bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.